Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
What'd it do?
Ahoy!
What? Hello!
You're back.
What'd it do? What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on? Are we on the air?
We are. We are, though apparently we can't share certain things on the air, which is sad.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Waiting on clearance.
The first thing that happened when we came in is Rob goes, I've got stories, but I can't tell them yet.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Listen,
I love stories, and I'm going to need the best ones.
Were there bird masks involved? Is that what's happening here?
Bird masks?
Were there NDAs? Was Jody Allen there? Blink twice if you're okay.
Augusta Wide Shut?
Did you have to wear a Speedo?
I did have to sign an NDA.
God, those are the best.
So, well, listen.
Yeah.
We're burying the lead.
We are.
Yeah.
What, you're back? That's not the lead?
No.
Asachi is back? What?
Asachi. No one cares about that.
I find it interesting, by the way, that Isaac Ropp goes to the Masters and nothing of note happens. Nothing.
What do you mean?
You went to the Masters how many years ago?
I was there in 2018.
Yeah, 2018, Isaac Ropp goes to the Masters. Nothing. Yeah,
right.
There's nothing of newsworthy notation.
Oh, you're talking about my first trip?
Yeah. Asachi goes, and all of a sudden we're in secret places with NDAs, there's bird masks. Augusta Wide Shut, and now we can't even tell the stories?
Well, not
this
yet.
This rebrand
is
insane.
Well, no, we're burying the lead because, guys, today, I don't know if you guys know this, but I read my email.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you did.
We talked about this yesterday.
The fan... What?
Yeah. We delayed the launch for you.
We teased it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This has been ready all week, but we're not launching our fashion brand without our fashion designers.
Here's another thing I can't talk about. I'm in negotiations with the new fan merch locker to carry the Asachi line.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot happening.
But it's not done yet.
No, it's a work in progress.
So the fan merch locker is out. That's 1080thefan.com. Yes. No, okay, so here's the deal. Here's what I want to tell you. Here's what I want to tell you right now.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be back. What did I miss? What was that?
You missed that.
No, that was right before you left. That was the conjoined twin reading during... Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, anyway.
You missed more conjoined news stories.
That happened. I did.
Yeah, the oldest conjoined twins, which were linked by the head as opposed to the body, they passed away.
Really?
Yeah.
So here's what I want to tell you. Here's what I can tell you.
Yeah.
Is that I almost got anxiety. No, I did get some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out how I was going to describe my master's experience this year.
That's how good it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because words kind of don't do that place justice anyway.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you, at least for now.
Until clearance happens.
Is that... I'm waiting on clearance for a few things.
Sure.
Because I have to cover my bases here.
Yeah, you don't want to say something that you're not supposed to say, and then you're banned for life.
And then you've ruined the best experience ever.
Yes.
Well, look, if I die tomorrow, I mean, as a sportsman,
yeah,
I've checked a lot of boxes.
It's not getting any better than that, is what you're saying.
No chance.
Sometimes you got to tip your hat and don't go back then. That may be your last That may be your last trip to Augusta because it sounds like it's not getting beat.
The first thing I had to do is I have to thank the OG, Masters Pete.
Yes.
He got me in 2018, checked it off the bucket list.
I think he's feeling a little slighted at this point.
Yeah, I know, but he's still the OG, okay? Yeah. He needs to know that. And I've told him that. I've texted him that, the heart emoji.
You've had to soothe the bruised ego of Masters Pete.
That's right.
I understand.
He's a fine listener who got me in the first time.
Yeah.
This time, I have to thank Byron Masters, another fine listener who invited me down. Okay.
I love that you've weaseled your way in. Twice. Not once, but twice.
Well, I've weaseled my way into something else.
The weasel tour is unbelievable.
And I can't tell you about it yet. Yeah. I'm waiting on clearance, but it gave me anxiety. I sat down this morning, knowing I was going to be back on the show, and I sat down and I started thinking, okay, I need to jot down what all the little details that I want to tell people about.
to share this experience. You've come down from the mountain with the tablets. You can't share with us six commandments. Where would we be if Moses didn't write it down?
There are so many cool things to describe to you. I gave me anxiety. Yeah. It was like my first ever radio show. So anyway, I'm jotting all this stuff down, and then I'm like, yeah, I better check on some of this.
It's probably for the best.
And so I have, but I have yet to get a response.
Yeah, it's like if you're writing for Rolling Stone, you got to call the band and you got to check quotes. I mean, Almost Famous taught me that.
Just know this. My new close personal friend, Peyton Manning, is a great dude. Omaha! Thank you.
This is like when I came back from the crab feed. Very similar. You don't just come back from the Eastern Oregon crab feed and start just willy-nilly telling tales about the pleasure pit. No, no, no. You have to clear those things.
Look, I'm ride or die with Masters Pete
and
Byron Masters for life
for
their generosity. But, man, I got an invite to something this time around.
You just don't get invited to.
You don't. And it's like, you know, the Masters is a hard ticket.
Yeah.
But this is the exclusive, super secretive back end Masters.
Yeah, bird mask. You'll never be invited again is what you're saying.
It was just
once in a lifetime, stumbled into it. It's not happening.
I have no chance of getting in there.
So how did
ever.
It come about?
Give me a day, okay? Give me a damn day. Tomorrow I'm going to have a Master segment. You know, Swigard, I checked my text messages yesterday.
Was it total chance or was there weaseling?
No, it was total luck.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, no, you can't. That's the thing is you can't really weasel that. It just has to happen.
Yeah.
So Swigard texted me and he said, I'm going to be out of town. I want you to host the golf show for me. Typically, and I love golf.
Yes.
But it's a Saturday and typically that's a, dude.
Typically, the idea of you being
blocked.
Yeah, let me come in and work. Yeah,
I can't believe he thought you'd say yes to that.
I know. But
what?
I pondered it because I thought, you know, what better way for a full, I think it's an hour show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I believe so.
What better way for me to describe this experience in detail than 1 hour on the golf show?
So the entire golf show is just going to be you talking about you at the Masters.
Correct.
I love it. I would tune in for that.
Well, I can't do it because I'm going to be, there's something else next weekend. But that would be a great way to, you know, build a little suspense.
Yes.
And then also keep it away from the, you know, there's a lot of listeners on this show that don't give a rip about the Masters.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, believe me. Anytime we talk about golf, we get the handful of people, and by handful, I mean a lot, that are like, oh, golf, you suck.
So, but there are those guys who want the story, and the Masters, Augusta National is an incredible place.
Yes.
And it's a place that a lot of people want to go, and there's a lot of detail to describe about how cool it is. And I want to do that for those people that want to hear that, but perhaps the golf show is the best place to do that. Well, it's not going to happen next week, but I'm hoping that by tomorrow, we can carve out a nice, juicy Masters segment. And I can tell you all the
I'm excited.
Fun stuff.
I want to hear about the anxiety that you had while being at such an exclusive place, because that alone can be, it can be overwhelming where you're just there and you're in your mind. You're like, don't screw this up. Don't do anything dumb. Don't get kicked out. Right. Like you just, you're so concerned about minding your P's and Q's. It's hard to relax.
Well, I hate to say this, but the whole place is like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. I was talking to Dusty before the show. You know, Danny and Dusty.
I'm familiar
from, noon to three here.
Believe it or not, they sit in these damn seats. Yep. I see them every day. It blows me away.
Honored to follow them.
Whew.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
I was talking to Dusty about it, and he said, we were looking for you on TV. And I said, well, a lot of people have texted me that, and I have not gotten one message from anybody that's on me.
No.
We were posted up right behind 16 Green towards the end when the leaders came through. Mm-hmm. Okay. But what you do there is you set your chair. You get there early in the morning. You set your chairs out wherever you want to watch.
And people respect them.
Yeah, and there's a little spot on the back where you can put your business card, or you can put a note that, you know, you remember which chairs are yours, because they all look the same.
Yeah.
And you set them wherever you want. We set ours. We got there super early, so we set ours right behind 16 Green, you know, that back left pin if you watch the Masters. Mm-hmm. And we were there, and he said, oh, man, I was looking right there. I thought maybe that was where you were, and we were, but he said, it's a bit like finding Sook at the insurrection. Everybody at the Masters looks like you.
It's true. Like, there's no way, unless I know specifically what you're wearing, and it's something unique.
That's why we should have done the hat bit.
Exactly. We needed to know, because no offense, but a mid-40s man in glasses with gray hair and sensible golf clothing, probably some Travis Mayhew. Yeah, good luck finding you.
It's Travis Matthew.
It's Travis Matthew. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Again, go look through January 6th footage and see if you can see or can't see me. Yeah, it's the same thing.
You're in there 500 times.
Exactly. Hey, is that Sook? Is that Rob? The answer is yes and no.
Right.
So at that point, if someone thinks they saw Isaac Rob, guess what? You did. And if you don't think you saw him, then you didn't.
Well, what we should have done was, and I talked about this before I went, is I should have brought in three hats. You guys pick which hat I wear.
Yes.
And I'll just wear that and look for that.
Yeah, you needed something unique, though.
I still think it should have been the pink Juicy for Rop shirt.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if you could wear that at Augusta.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I might get kicked out.
Well, I've told the story that years, when I was trying to make the NFL and I went to visit my agent back east, we got to go to an event at Pine Valley. And I've never been more uncomfortable in my entire life.
Yeah, didn't you guys play a few holes?
Well,
some
people did.
Pine Valley is like one of the most exclusive country clubs in the country.
Yes, and some of his clients that were actually real sticks, and so they did the. You need to be honest about the, you know, what the game is about, and I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, nope. But yeah, we ended up there. I actually did not enjoy myself at all, because there's so many. They have so many don't do this or else things. I didn't want to be the one to screw that up, because who the hell am I? I didn't even know how I ended up on that list, but somehow I ended up there, and I spent the entire time there just being like standing against the wall, trying not to piss anyone off and get kicked out and then ruin it for everybody.
Well, that place is like Disneyland for adult,
rich,
privileged white people.
Yes.
And I have tales for days, but hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to disseminate. Now, I can tell you, I want to tell you the celebrity, because we did this last time.
Yeah.
The top five celebrity sightings.
Yes.
And there were plenty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only
imagine. I'm going to power rank.
I'm assuming Peyton Manning is one.
He's not.
Really?
No.
Omaha doesn't make one?
My new close personal friend, Peyton Manning, is not number
one. I thought from close personal friend, he'd at least get bumped up.
So number five was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Really?
Saw the beard.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah, and you can't miss him.
Is it that glorious in person too?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Comes as advertised.
Great hair too. Did he have a hat on?
No.
Yeah. When you have hair like that, you just let that thing blow in the breeze.
Does he have long hair?
No, it's more like a pompadour sort of thing. He just is one big giant hair piece. He looks great.
Number four, Mike Tomlin.
Okay. I can see that.
Number three, Urban Meyer.
You're going Meyer above Tomlin, huh?
Yeah.
Was Tomlin angry looking too?
Yes.
Was he very intense?
Yes.
I was wondering, like, if he ever let the hair down a little bit.
No, he looked exactly like you would think. As a matter of fact, he had a headset on.
Yeah.
he was coaching.
He's in there directing things.
One I didn't see.
Yeah.
So he can't go on my top five.
Heard the buzz.
Heard. Jelly Roll was there.
Can I?
Jelly Roll made it to Butler Cabin, I saw.
I did not get the rise of Jelly Roll.
Well, I don't either. But Jelly, he did a show. He did like a private concert or something.
People love that guy. And by all accounts, I guess he's a pretty good dude. But
they said he was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very good reputation. Very good guy. Number three, Urban Meyer. Number two, Peyton Manning, my new close personal friend, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And number one.
I can't wait to see who number one is.
This is the weirdest, and I mean the strangest celebrity sighting at the Masters.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, good guess. No.
I was just trying to think of the most obscure, like, recluse human being.
He's a public figure, but if I let you sit and guess, even with hints.
Musk, maybe?
I didn't see him.
Bezos?
I don't think you would ever get this. Because he just doesn't fit. And I saw him bright and early.
Fit.
He was walking with a group of four or five people, did not have security. I thought maybe he would. He didn't. He was in his patented sensible khakis and sunglasses at like 7:30 in the morning.
Khakis and
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis.
What? Meatball. Did you tell me? Meatball
Ron.
Tell me you yelled out Meatball Ron.
I did not. I just stared at him. He was stone faced, looking like, I mean, exactly like you would think he would
look. Is he short? He seems short. No.
Average.
Okay. Didn't he get accused of wearing like.
Yeah, he got accused of wearing lifts, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did look at his shoes for that reason, were those black, like, boot-type things that he wears. He wears, like, boots.
That's kind of the thing. I think everyone thinks that he's afraid of being accused of being small.
Yeah,
Meatball Ron, huh?
Yeah, Meatball Ron was there.
Wow,
I just thought that was so odd.
I mean,
but, of course, he's in Florida.
Yeah, when you run for president, like, you know.
Well, I know, but he just doesn't seem like a golf guy. Like, he actually doesn't seem like a real person.
Well, I think he's a Yale attorney. So that is actually quite on brand for Augusta.
Yeah.
He's either Harvard or Yale. I think he's an attorney, or he was, before he turned into Meatball Ron. I would have never gotten to Meatball Ron.
I saw Meatball Ron. Like, the first moment I got in there, there's Meatball Ron. I'm like, it's going to be a good day.
No security, no nothing. Just cruising.
No, he didn't. Wouldn't you think he'd have security?
I would think there'd be security.
Maybe not at a place like that.
Do you need security at Augusta?
Not there.
I mean, no offense, but of all the places where I don't think you're going to get bum rushed, I would assume Augusta National.
So it was cool that we were there. So the tournament, as you guys probably talked about.
Yeah.
Kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, after the front nine on Sunday,
yeah,
it was nothing.
Yeah, and we didn't even see the front nine because we were out walking the course watching other guys.
Yeah.
So the coolest moment just being there on 16 was watching. We were sitting right there when Tiger Woods almost made that.
Yeah.
He almost holed out a bunker shot.
It was really
there.
The best part is his entire round, the highlight was almost
was that.
Because he's terrible.
Yeah, but that was pretty cool. Like that place. It erupted anyway.
Sure.
It would have gone crazy had he made that shot.
And so obviously you were up close with Tiger. Does he still have the aura, the
yes.
presence?
Yes. Oh, my God. Suk.
Yeah.
Dude, he is by a factor of a million still the most popular follow out there.
Yeah.
And yes, he glows. Yeah. He wears his Sunday red.
Sure.
You know, he's all ripped.
Oh, yeah.
He has it still.
Yeah.
And even though he is not playing great golf.
I just was wondering if it had diminished at all. And it doesn't sound like
now,
it.
Now, what about Neil Shipley? Does he have it?
Hey, you know what? That kid, you got to hand it to that kid.
Hell yeah.
He went up and introduced himself while Tiger was hitting balls.
Yeah.
And the best part, if you don't know, he's the amateur that got to play with Tiger on Sunday. And his drunken college buddy was on his bag. That's the even better part of the story.
I didn't know that.
20-year-old kid.
Yeah, just Neil. It's like his best friend from college. And he just was like, "Do you want to
bro Carter?"
Yeah, he's like, "Do you want to caddy for me?" And he's like, "Yes." And then, like, by the way, here's Tiger Woods. And there's this great video of Tiger hitting shots, and you can see him off in the corner, him and his caddy, and you can tell they're doing the "Do we go? Do we? No, we don't go. We go. We go." Like, they're daring each other, and one of them finally is just like, "F it," and they just roll up to him, and they're like, "Hey, I think we're playing with you today." And I can only hope they pulled the me with Gordie Howe. "Hey, Tiger, nice to meet you. I heard you were interested in." and playing with me. I'm glad that I can give you this opportunity. Like, what do you say to Tiger freaking Woods at the Masters?
Well, and he outplayed him, too.
Yes, he did.
There's also a really great still photo from the end of the round when the golfers take their hats off and the caddies exchange handshakes, and it's this 20-year-old kid like taking his hat off with his little caddy suit on, just sticking his hand out of Tiger all wide-eyed. Tiger's like, no big deal. And he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, a couple of our guys were over near the practice green before Tiger teed off on Sunday, and they said he just happened to walk up and put it the hole right in front of them.
Yeah,
it was totally serendipitous. But Charlie was there, Tiger's kid.
Yeah,
and Charlie was walked over with Tiger, and he was kind of helping him do his drills and stuff. And they were able to hear what Tiger was saying to Charlie.
Yeah,
and they just described the level of detail that goes into that dude. Still at the age of 48, career, you know.
What, 15 is majors, what it is. 14 majors, whatever it is.
But I just mean, like, at this point in his career, he's not in his prime.
No.
He's over there talking about wrist hinge and, like, just the most minute details of how to putt.
Yeah.
And he's telling Charlie all of this as he's practicing putting. They said it was super cool to get into Tiger's head for literally 3 minutes of him just telling his kid about golf.
That's pretty kick-ass.
So, by the way,
the
tomorrow,
people are saying they can't wait for you to be a guest on the Manning cast this year.
Yeah, well,
do you know what NFL game that will be? Or?
That's probably going to happen.
I think week four, maybe, like, kind of ease your way into it.
It is possible that I'm leaving the show to be an executive producer at Omaha Productions very soon.
You with Bill Belichick, right?
I have worked Disachi into several negotiations.
God, who knew that the rebrand was going this well?
It's Disachi. Working. It's working. It's work.
Was that the sound you made when you got into the private club?
Reading the paragraph, like, ah!
It's not private. Well, actually, the whole thing's private.
The whole thing's private.
But yes, that was the sound I made. And like I said, I promise you guys, I'll tell you everything I can. I want to do that for those that want to hear it, but it's going to have to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk sport. You can tell me what I missed, because you can't even have phones there. Like, I know nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Of course, I caught up today.
Nothing else really happened while you were there.
Yeah, there was nothing.
There were some things happening maybe yesterday.
Yeah, we had a creepy reporter.
Yep.
Like the Greg Doyle thing.
Yeah, we had a Greg Doyle thing.
I like Uber here.
I mean, we got.
Did you do that yesterday? Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Red Wings missed the playoffs again.
Hey, I saw that they
Laser
scored.
Exit interviews.
Oh. I saw that the Red Wings scored with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, and the problem was they needed the Flyers to beat the Capitals.
Yes.
And if the Flyers beat the Capitals and the Red Wings won, they would have ended the decade-long playoff drought. And the Flyers coach saw with like 40 seconds left in the game that the Red Wings were losing. And he was like, oh, crap, because if the Red Wings lost and the Flyers beat the Capitals in regulation, then the Flyers could have gone. So he pulled his goalie with 3 minutes left in their game.
Right.
Thinking, I can't let this go to overtime. We're pulling him way early, and the Capitals were even like, what the hell? Because he got a report that the Red Wings had lost. They scored 3 seconds left, send it to overtime. They would eventually win, and had the Flyers known that, they probably wouldn't have pulled the goalie, and maybe they actually would have beat the Capitals, and the Wings could have gone. So it was just one of those kind of rotten things that the Flyers coach got the intel about 40 seconds too soon that the Red Wings were going to lose.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, they lost, so they tied with the Capitals, but the Capitals on the tiebreaker. So.
Stupid Capitals.
Yeah. They got the NBA, and you know.
Yeah, the NBA. Hey, I have a hockey segment today.
You got Holt Hockey?
Yeah.
Winterhawks?
No. How are they doing?
7-0 in the postseason.
God, they are a juggernaut.
Guessing Coyotes. Hot Coyotes.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that situation.
The Coyotes, the Yotes.
They're no more.
No, right. They're formerly known.
Yeah.
They're formerly known. The Coyotes are the name stays.
They're going to be the Utah Buzz.
I've heard the Yeti.
What?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? They're not going to have a name next year. They're going to do the Washington thing.
Utah hockey team?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
We'll talk.
Yeah,
Do we have to break? Do we have to have breaks today?
I think
today?
We break.
We do break here still. Yeah.
Oh, okay. God. We should break.
Yeah, we should break.
All right. I like that you're here.
Well, thank you. The poll question is next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here's today's poll question. It is, it's up there. I pinned it to the top of our X account, formerly Twitter, at 1080 The Fan, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Now, have you covered the results of the drop bracket challenge?
We've kind of teased around them, but again, we're waiting for Isachi to come back to fully...
Isachi.
To fully reveal. But we know at this point that there was one UConn in this tournament. That while there were a lot of fine teams, no one was touching UConn.
Someone continued to cover the spread over and over
and
again.
And I think we all knew who that was, but we haven't really officially announced it.
All right, so let's wrap that up
before
I get to today's poll question. And it was the Isaac and Souk drop bracket challenge, where our drops from years and years and years together on the radio, we put the 32 selected by our committee into a bracket. And it got down to the championship, and that was the last poll question I posted before I left for Augusta. And I wrapped it up just yesterday. Many, 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 many millions of votes.
Many moons.
And it is, which is the better drop? The ROP regional champion, which was...
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
It's a hell of a team right there.
Versus the Souk regional champion, which was...
My son is an idiot.
And the winner of the first ever, because we could, I mean, we have so many drops, we could probably do like one a month.
Yes. Oh, there's, we heard from so many people that are like, you can make an entire separate bracket and you
by
would,
category.
By category. Exactly. And people were like, well, my favorite didn't make it. You're like, you know how many, we have 8 million drops. You had to narrow it down to 32.
So the winner of the Isaac and Souk drop bracket challenge, the championship result, the winner is, by a landslide, 61% of the vote goes to My Son is an Idiot.
It really was the UConn of this tournament. No one really came close to it.
So congratulations. Your son gets a free
congratulations
t-shirt.
To my idiot son, who is very excited. And by the way, have you seen the My Son's an Idiot t-shirt?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
It's brilliant. So they we've printed up the two shirts because each one of the champions, there are no losers here.
My son is an idiot.
So we have the Rocking You on a Friday shirt, but the My Son's an Idiot shirt does have a father and son playing catch on it.
Okay. So is that supposed to be you? Or?
No, I think it was just one of those fun things that whoever was in charge of it put a silhouette in the background of a father throwing a ball to his son with the title "My Son's an Idiot." I thought it was, it added a little
it
touch.
Makes
to
it special.
Yes.
So that leads me to this little promo that the Fan Merch Locker is now open.
Yes.
At 1080thefan.com.
Officially open right now for your commerce.
That's where you go. Fan Merch Locker, 1080thefan.com.
So for years and years, every time we go somewhere, people are like, why don't you have shirts and whatnot? Well, this is the start.
Well, because times are tough, that's why.
Yes.
But they actually realized that maybe there could be a revenue stream there.
Yeah. An Odyssey station.
So they have brought that back. There it is. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Little father,
my son is
little
an idiot.
Father-son playing catch with my son is an idiot.
Yeah, I got the fan logo there.
Yeah, perfect in time for Father's Day.
Are there different colors?
No, we just have the black, I believe.
Okay. Black t-shirt. So they're all, you can buy these shirts.
There's three for sale right now.
$25. Thank you.
We have the Rockin' You on a Friday. Well, my son's an idiot, and then if you want, they just have the 10 into the fan shirt.
Yeah, classic.
The classic. And more will be rolled out, but this is, we're dipping our toes in the water.
So I'm told that shirts are coming for Dirt and Sprague and Danny and Dusty.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm in negotiations to add the exclusive Isachi line to the collection.
And I want Isachi. Each and every person that buys one of these to know one thing. First off, they're only $25, so we're not trying to soak you for the $45, concert t-shirt. And when we first started this, and the bosses were like, hey, we want to do this, my one thing, I said, if you were doing this, I have one demand. You will not put this on a crappy Hanes beefy t-shirt.
Right.
There's nothing worse than going to a concert, an event, and you get the world's worst fitting t-shirt, and the logo feels like it's like spray painted on. It's the most uncomfortable thing. These are soft, ring spun, nice, comfortable t-shirts. These are not pieces of crap.
Yeah, I'm told. Okay, so I wrote this down because I don't have any idea what this means. You just mentioned 4.2-ounce heirloom combed,
it's
ring spun cotton.
A light, soft t-shirt.
Okay.
It's a lightweight, soft cotton t-shirt.
So you can buy Rockin' You on a Friday, Why Did I Say That? Or My Son is an Idiot Now at 1080thefan.com.
Yes. I'm just seeing them for the first time. They both look great.
Yes. They did a nice job. They did a nice job with these.
Well, as you know, we spare no expense here. No.
Hey, I made sure that we weren't getting crappy t-shirts. That is a big point of contention with me, is the uncomfortable t-shirt.
Look at you taking credit for that.
Oh, I am.
Your quality control.
Well, here's the thing. There's a reason why people print on those crappy t-shirts, because they cost like 6 cents. And I'm like, no. If we're selling people a t-shirt, make it a freaking t-shirt that people will wear. I especially if I'm going to have My Son as an Idiot on there, damn it, I'm taking pride in it.
So he gets a free one.
He gets a free one.
The first My Son is an Idiot shirt goes to your
We'll son. Go to Iserman. He's very excited about it.
But it's amazing how that won by a 61% to 39%. It dominated every round it was in.
Yeah, it was never close. Again,
and so
it was the UConn of t-shirts.
It just, we can draw the conclusion that many, many, many of our listeners think their son is an idiot.
Yes.
My son is an idiot.
I also heard from several people that wanted to buy it for their father for Father's Day to give as a nice present to their dad.
Here, Dad, I'm the idiot.
All right, today's poll question, at 1080TheFan on X, which of these words best describes the NBA's play-in format? Three words on there. Rad.
Are we bringing back rad?
Well, yeah, you know why I use that, right?
No.
Well, because anytime somebody tells us that they don't like something, especially something as stupid as a word, you better believe I'm now going to use it every chance I get to piss you off. Yes, I will do radio for one.
Yeah.
I'm spiteful.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a guy once who said, stop using rat. What are you, 12? So now I use rad
all the time.
And yes, I am 12.
Yeah.
So rad, meh, or lame.
Mm.
One of those three words.
I'm going to go rad.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Let's come back and talk about it since we're running late. We'll talk about the NBA's play-in tournament format coming up next. And then we have a little hockey talk.
Ooh, I'm excited about the Rob hockey talk.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think this Utah Phoenix thing is interesting.
Yeah.
Like it's like the Browns moving to Baltimore. Well,
but can I just say, if we had a real owner, this could have been us.
Mm.
It almost was years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Phoenix almost moved here like 15 years ago. This could have been us if we had an owner that gave two S's.
So that's what's coming up. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got a text here, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Am I the only one that the fan merch locker site won't open for?
It opened for me.
It opened for me as well.
It opened for me as well.
So maybe yes. By the way, those shirts go up to like 4XL. Someone was asking that he was a bit overfed. We got you, man.
Yeah.
We got big boy shirts.
We know you're out there.
Oh, speaking of Vancouver Ford, you know what you did miss
Fire
while
away,
you were gone?
Big boy.
Someone wrote another note and left it on my car.
Oh, it was so good.
You know, this one not
so good.
This one not calling me a soy boy, because my new lease is on just a regular Mustang. He wants me to give him my car.
Borrow. Via legally binding contract.
Via legally binding contract. He wants me to give him his car because he doesn't have one and he's down and out and he wants to feel what joy's like. So he would like me to give him my car.
Are you serious?
Couple points. One, he does have a license. He's in good standing. He may have just gotten his GED. Also, the worst suit can do is say no.
Yes. This was a real
Wait,
note.
That and he
was,
knows it's you?
No.
It was just to driver, to owner underneath the windshield.
He says, and I quote, yeah, this is the biggest thing that you missed. He wrote it on a torn out piece of notebook paper, in purple pen, by the way. He said, and it's tough to read because his handwriting's worse than mine. He says, I noticed your Stang came from a dealership. I have dealer plates on the front of my car. And he says, you may own or have a higher up position and was wondering if I could borrow via a legally binding contract between yourself and I. Not only am I currently down and out for a vehicle, but maybe I'd remember a bit of what simple joy feels like.
Oh my God.
Yes. Worst you could say is no. My license is good. And I believe he does say he just got his GED. Shoot me a text or a call, but only after 8. And then left his name with a smiley face.
Wait. Is this a houseless person?
I don't know.
I feel like this only happens in Portland.
I don't know.
Only happens to Souk.
This is straight out of Portlandia. So why? What is he doing until 8?
I don't know, but I can't contact him before 8.
He's canvassing for other cars, potentially.
He's busy. But he really likes my car, and he doesn't have one, so it'd be cool if I could, just give it to him. But not just give it to him, a legally binding contract between me and him. What?
Wow.
What the hell, man? Why not?
Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, I guess that's his thing. And what,
the worst you could say is no.
I'm more blown away by that one than I am the nice park job, soy boy.
Oh, yeah. This is way, way more unlikely.
Yes.
Can I also say that I believe in our city.
Yeah.
There were probably a lot of people that would let him take the car.
No.
You think a lot of people?
Yes. Zero. Not zero. Definitely not zero.
Zero, but not a lot, and not a newer Mustang.
A brand new car.
In Portland.
And people are going to
God.
Someone's going to sign a legally binding contract to give Johnny.
They call them bleeding heart liberals for a reason. They can't not give them the
but
car.
They don't give away Mustangs, I don't think.
Well, no, you're not giving it away. You're just,
kind of.
Dude, you can't picture old Subaru lady, vegan Subaru lady, going, oh.
No, I can't.
I think this is wonderful. And if just.
Everyone should have a chance to drive.
If you could just bring it back by 7, because I have to go to yoga.
I'm interested.
Can't picture that?
No, I can't.
I can.
I really can't. I don't think in the history of notes or cars, someone has ever asked, hey, I don't have a car. I'm down and out of my luck. I really like yours. I know it's brand new. Can I please have it? And someone's like, you know what? You got it.
Well, I don't think it's giving it to them. It's giving them the experience.
As he says in the note, it's borrowing via legally binding contract.
Right.
Legally
that's, that's right.
What?
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued at how long he would like to borrow said car for.
I would also like to know how many other cars he has solicited the same deal
for.
Yeah,
well, see, that's what I think. I think you, if you blanket Portland with that note, he's probably Xeroxed it.
Oh, wait, no, that's handwritten.
Is that a thing? Is Xerox a word?
You Xeroxed it, yeah.
Or photocopied.
Copied it.
Yeah. And put it on 8,000 cars?
My man, that is handwritten in purple ink on a sweet ripped out piece of paper.
So he's going one of one.
One of
he's
one.
He's like, dude, I should only have to ask once, and this is
the
car.
I like that one. I
that
like
that one
big
right there. That insurrectionist guy.
Let me take my golf clubs and my gym stuff out of the back, buddy, and it's all yours because you know what? I don't need a car.
Oh, my God.
I got like 9 of them, so, you know, it's fine. Yeah, you didn't miss that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Now we have to break again.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we will talk about the NBA's play-in tournament.
Then hockey.
Because I tell you what, at least based on our scientific polling of the people, on our poll question there,
yeah,
no one likes the play-in tournament.
I don't know why. I think the play-in tournament's been great.
I actually like it, too. And yeah. I didn't think I would.
No,
me
either.
Oh.
It's great.
We're 3-0.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next. It is 3:47 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The listeners are demanding that we get car borrowing guy on the show. I don't know how you do that.
We do have his number.
I'm not sure I want to encourage
text him
Johnny to have further contact with
him. Because right now he doesn't have Sook's number.
Well, I started parking on the other side too, where he because normally I park right by the street there. I've moved to the other side because, quite frankly, I'm not interested in one of two things. Either A, Johnny becoming angry that I didn't text him back and he lights my car on fire. And number two, him going squatter's rights and just taking my car and being like, well, I really wanted it, so therefore I took it, which you said it's a very Portland thing for someone to give away a car. I disagree. I think it's a very Portland thing for someone to just take a car because they want it. So I'm not really trying to encourage Johnny at this point.
How about this?
Any communication.
Can we use Isaac's phone number to text him and inquire?
Yeah.
No.
You feel free to do that. I'll give you the number. You can reach out to him.
I'm going to text from Joe Fisher's phone.
Even better.
Let's do it.
I like that. Yes.
Joe Fisher, if you're listening, come on in at the break.
I would be intrigued by his thought process of what are the chances he thought that I was just going to be like, you got it, buddy. Brand new. I've only had it for like 2 weeks, but you know what?
He spent enough time that he didn't think the chance was 0%.
No, I mean, it's a nice, well-thought-out, long note. I'd also like to know if he really, if he meant to write something else or if indeed he put on there that he got his GED. Because that's...
I was wondering if he said he got GPS so, like, he would know where he's going with your car.
It's tough to tell.
But I don't know.
The note is, you know, I think that he wrote that, like, standing up. I don't think he sat down, like, with a desk in front of him and whatnot.
All right, play-in tournament is underway. in the NBA.
I think it's been pretty interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. The Laker game was great, except for Zion blowing out a hammy again. The Sixers game yesterday was great.
Was it his hammy that he blew out?
Yeah, he popped a hammy.
I'll tell you what, dude. That peak Zion.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
We forgot how good peak Zion is.
Before he got hurt the last time, he was on pace to break an NBA record for efficiency. And, like, no one notices him because he's down there in New Orleans and he's kind of in and out of lineups. But when he is on, he can't be stopped. He is unbelievable, but he can't stay healthy.
Would there be any circumstance in which you'd invest in that guy?
No.
Just. No.
At this point, what?
Just none, huh?
I'm not
talking about, like, a Russell Wilson type situation where he just, you know. It doesn't cost you anything to get him. You're going to have to invest in him. I mean, he's still, what is he, 24?
He's super young. Yeah, he's 23 years old. He'll turn 24 in July.
So there's no way you would invest
in
that guy.
I understand what New Orleans is doing because guys like that don't come along, right? Like we were talking yesterday, we had Sean Hyken on, and we were kind of doing the Blazers recap thing, and it drives me batty a little bit when, like, we talk about Anthony Simons and Scoot and India. Like, they're all fine players, but you don't win with good players in the NBA. You win with stars. You win with guys. And Zion is a dude. He is that guy. So I understand why if you're New Orleans, you roll the dice. You're like, hey, we've got one. We just have to keep him healthy. But at 23 going on 24, I don't think he magically decides that he's going to get his weight down by 40 pounds. I don't think magically he's going to decide that he wants to take care of his body. And by the way, all those things may be moot because he may just have one of those bodies that doesn't work. It's too big and it's too explosive. So if you're asking me the choice between committing to Zion and really any one of the other, let's say, 35 marquee players in the NBA, I'm not certain that there's many that I wouldn't take over him simply because of that. I don't think he loves the game. I don't think he loves the work that goes into it. I think he loves, what did Trent Dilfer say? He said, you got to find guys that love football, not what football brings you. I think Zion is probably more of the guy that loves what basketball brings him, and he's just a freak. And he's a guy that you just can't rely on. And I don't know if that's all his fault, but at this point, I just, how's that going to change?
Well, he did play 70 games this year.
Yeah, he did. So, and then when it mattered the most, and by the way, that got you into the play-in, and then you're having 40 a night, and you pop a hammy.
So he's gone 24 games in his rookie year,
mm-hmm.
61 his sophomore year.
Yeah.
Then he didn't play for a full season.
Yeah.
Then he played 29 last year and now 70.
Yeah.
So it's Greg Oden-like.
Yes. And I just...
And that doesn't get any better.
I'm one of those guys that...
But boy, I got to tell you.
The older you get, you usually don't get better. And that's tough to say because he's 23 years old. He's still got 5 to 8 years of prime.
I'd trade for him.
You'd roll the dice?
I would. I mean, obviously, I can't pay a premium.
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
Well, okay. How about this?
I think I would.
If you're telling me Portland, you're giving me the Blazers, because this was some talk back when what ended up being the Scoot Henderson pick, right? There was some chatter about that. If you told me that I had to trade Scoot and let's go Sharp, like the two young, or Scoot or Anthony, you got to give two of the young three, right? We got Scoot, we got Sharp, and we've got Simons. That's your three. And by the way, we're back to the guard thing, but you got three of those. You got to give up two of those.
Simons and Scoot.
And probably going to have to throw in a draft pick too.
Yeah.
Sure.
You doing that?
I'll do it.
I'd do it too.
I'd do it. Well, I wouldn't do it in next year's draft if you had a top three pick, but you got to give up this year, yeah, I'd roll the dice. I'd roll the dice with a 23-year-old Zion and be like, just find a way to get through to that guy, find a way to keep him healthy, and you have one of the most unstoppable forces in the NBA, and then you cross your fingers. I mean, Philly's got a little bit of this with Embiid. I mean, Embiid's an MVP, and when he's playing, Philly can beat most teams in the NBA and is a legitimate title contender, but you're always holding your breath and hoping that he can be out there. And I think with a guy like Embiid and probably with Zion, the goal, Shaq had this, the goal is not to get him 70 games. The goal is to get 65 out of him. 65 and be healthy during the postseason. And I felt bad for Zion that hammy popped, because that was a tie game with 3 minutes left and LA had zero answers for him.
Well, Embiid has been much more healthy than Zion.
Yeah.
So he went 31 his rookie year, but then 63.
Well, he didn't play at all his rookie year, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he had two seasons.
Yep. And he didn't play at all.
Foot injury. So his first year, 22 years old, he was 30. He played 31 games. Then he went 63, 64, 51, 51, yeah. 68, yeah. 66, and this year back down to 39.
And by the way, I think that's just what you're going to get out of Embiid. He's not ever going to give you 68, 70 games, and that's fine.
I don't really know why these bigs even play before February.
Well, that was my thing with Yao. I was always up to the, like, Yao Ming, I was like, just sit his ass for 50 games, and then you've got 30 to ramp him up, and then have him play in the postseason. Something tells me Adam Silver would poop a nickel.
Remember tail end of his career, Roger Clemens was doing that? He wouldn't start games till he was in, like, late June, and they'd get ready for a playoff run, and there you go.
Let's be honest, Shaq did this for most of his career. Be like,
Shaq was the revolutionary on all this.
He'd be like a month before the season, and then Shaq's like, I gotta have toe surgery. And you're like, why didn't you do this at the beginning of the summer? I don't want to talk about it.
He'll be back in March, and then they'll win another title.
And he'll be back, and he was, you know, he'd always come into camp kind of fat and out of shape for Shaq. And by the time the playoffs rolled around, you're like, oh my God, here he comes again. You know, it'd be nice if you could find guys that were motivated to be year-round beasts, but...
Yeah, but with those big dudes, man, they got a pace.
Yes.
82 games is too much for them. And then you got the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, get out of here with that. They're not stupid. Yeah. They ride them too hard. So those, especially the brittle big guys.
Yep.
So I don't know. Anyway, on the AAA heating and cooling poll question today, which of these words best describes the NBA's play-in tournament? Meh gets 60% of the vote so far. 23% said lame. So 83% are indifferent or hate it. Hmm. Only 17% said rad. I'd vote for rad.
It makes the end of the year more interesting because you're fighting for seeding. And I don't know. I think those one-and-done games are interesting. Now, some of them end up being duds. Like the Golden State-Sacramento game wasn't really competitive, but... It still was. I ended up watching at the end because I thought that it was the, and I still do, it was the end of a dynasty. And watching Clay, like, leave the floor, it got my eyeballs. And I promise you that the last game of the regular season wasn't going to do that. So I do think there's some intrigue to it, and I think it makes it interesting. And, you know, kind of the shuffling and you know, the, you know, it, like, Philadelphia is a team that, no one in the one or two spot wanted to see Philadelphia. So I just, if you're not an NBA fan, I can see where this doesn't move the needle for you. But if you're a casual NBA or a diehard NBA fan, I don't know how you can say that the play-in thing hasn't been good. It's like when the playoffs expanded in Major League Baseball. If you like baseball and it gives you more meaningful baseball and not oversaturated, it's not like expanding the NCAA tournament to 96. This has been a win-win for me.
Well, anytime you get into a sport where they play the seven-game series to decide who's better.
Yeah.
If you get those same sports into one and done scenarios, in other words, a game seven scenario, you got something.
Yes.
It has it. It has that juice.
Yeah.
And that's what these games have. At least I think on some level. And they, you know, the last few weeks, last month of the NBA season is a total bore.
Yep.
It's pretty much all seeding is, it's not pretty much all decided, but, you know, some teams don't care. Other teams are tanking. It's just a mess and it's really boring. And it's like, why don't we just end this and just start with the seeding that we have here? So this way, it keeps some teams going, you know, they're playing harder down the stretch because they want to avoid the play-in.
Yes.
They want to get into those seeds where they don't have to play in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
So it kind of keeps – it's. I don't think it's foolproof in that way, but it keeps the league a little bit more interesting down the stretch, and they desperately need that.
Yeah. And then last year we even saw a team like Miami go through the play-in and made the damn finals. They got hot, and you tell me last year that story with Jimmy Buckets in the Heat, that wasn't interesting? I mean – I know that for me it was a bit nauseating, but this year to down the stretch, you know, the Laker Warrior thing and those two teams to me are irrelevant, but it gave some juice to some of the talk that, you know, you have two all-time greats in Steph and LeBron that are fighting to be one of those play-in teams. And is that a team that Oklahoma City or Denver? I mean, it adds some intrigue to it. I just don't see the negative behind it. Even if you don't love it, I don't see the negative.
All right. Vote on our poll question. It is up there on X at 1080 The Fan. When we come back, we have Sportsnext Browns moving to Baltimore situation. It's really fascinating, this hockey thing.
Yeah.
Hockey. Do you know hockey?
I do.
Where they skate?
I do love it. No offense to the NBA, but I will take the Stanley Cup playoffs over it every time.
All right. So we'll get to that next. It is 4:05 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.